And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Well, thank you very much, legendary John Bon Jovial. Thank you, listeners around the world, for joining us again. Hello and welcome to the David Bowers Awards. We're here at Black Talk Radio, as well as
Unmuted.
Other platforms around the world, so you should have no problem finding us. Matter of fact, if you can't find us online, you're probably not listening to me now, so why even go over the subject? I mean, what the heck? Let's play music. Heck? That's what we're here for. Got a young lady calls herself Vassy. Her song is Concrete Heart.
Want to feel you on my skin. Your electric fingertips. I would let you in. If I could love you, twisted, craven, you're my sin. Every touch I'm shattering. I would let you in if I could love you. If I could love you. Desire, I know I should hide how much I want you. You're the shadow I can't outrun. Taste that lingers on my tongue. I would come undone if I could love you.
Vassy Karagiogos, and she goes simply by the name Vassy. I can't imagine why. There probably aren't five DJs in the entire world that could pronounce her last name. She's known mononymously, and we had a kick. I had to use that word, mononymously. For those of you who are not familiar with the English language, it means she goes by a single name, like Cher, and, you know, some of the Madonna and John Bon Jovial. But anyway, she's an Australian singer, songwriter, record producer. She was discovered by Australian radio station Triple J after winning the Song of the Year. Her single, We Are Young, reached number one on the U.S. Billboard dance charts, and that made her the first Australian artist to go number one with her solo single debut release. She's certified RIAA Platinum and Gold recording artist, which means simply she sold a heck of a lot of records. Let us know what you think of Vassy. John Bon Jovial, what do you think of Vassy?
Well, I like the production values. I like the song. It's got a nice jump to it. But you know me, I have a real bug about auto-tune. I hate auto-tune. I just don't think it's useful in any way, shape, or form. And she uses it. She doesn't use it terribly. It's kind of subtle. But I still have a problem with the fact that she's using it. And I think that if she had would just use her God-given talent to just sing and not try to make something else of her voice that it isn't, she in my book, in my opinion, I think she'd go further.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and you know that I'm not a big fan of autotune, although I think we're going to hear more and more of it. I'm waiting. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the first artist to come along to do the entire voice track in autotune. No natural singing at all, just 100% autotune. If you can lip sync, you can autotune,
yeah,
right?
I think that's already been done. It was called Black Eyed Peas.
You might be right there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the show where every show is an award show, which automatically makes each of our guests award winners. We want to say hello and thank you to Titty Bingo, our house band, for our theme music. Be sure to check out their CD, Rock and Roll, and their latest single was Homework. They've got some new music they're working on. We hope to be hearing from them real soon. Want to also shout out to Mary Perry, accredited disability representative in Rochester, New York, who underwrites the David Bowers Awards on WRFZ FM 106.3. That's Rochester Free Radio. For our Rochester, New York listeners, be sure to catch our friends who follow us on WRFZ FM 106.3. Up next after us on Saturday is Steve Litvak with Rock and Roll Rumble, followed by the equally legendary Armin Shawbrook with Armin Spins, great vinyl from the past, some of which you might have heard, but believe me, he finds some arcane music that you may never have heard before and might never hear again. However, I'm sure he could find a copy for you if you're looking for it and can't find it, because that's Armin's thing. Really, really unusual and in some cases previously unheard vinyl from the past. Be sure and check them out on Rochester Free Radio.
Hey, this is Michaela, and you're listening to The David Bowers.
Well, thank you very much, Michaela. We haven't heard much from you lately. We'll have to check out and get Michaela back on the show. Right now, we've got our first guest coming up, and we've got a couple of great ones for you today. Before we get to them, our first The David Bowers Award for the week is rather special and unfortunately a rather sad one. It's a salute to one of the most influential guitarists in the history of rock and roll. I was talking with our engineer and indie artist himself, Nick Rogers, whom we affectionately refer to as Nick the Geek. He's just one of the many musicians influenced by the man who influenced two generations of musicians and songwriters, and we lost on St. Patrick's Day of this year. He's off surfing rock and roll heaven, Mr. Dick Dale. And Nick, why don't you come in and tell us your story?
Well, thanks so much, guys. As most people know, the legendary Dick Dale is now gone from us as of Sunday evening. As the resident musician and engineer on the show, I just wanted to come on and say a few words about his passing. He was highly influential to me as well as countless others. His style has reverberated throughout popular culture for decades, half of a century or more, influencing people like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix, you know, all the way up to modern hard rock and heavy metal. As a guitar player myself, just seeing the way that he would attack the instrument in such a way, the sound that he was able to get through his instrument and the emotion it was able to evoke is something I don't know that he has an equal in, that at least for his genre, and even in the sense that he would use non-traditional scales. Being Lebanese, he would use these Middle Eastern microtonal scales, which we just don't see at all. And so in a song like Miserloo, which was his big hit, obviously most people know from Pulp Fiction and the Black Eyed Peas sampling of it later on. Very, very bizarre in the choice of notes, but it just tends to work. Having that with the rapid fire of his right hand, just moving forward, just pounding, relentless. It's no wonder that he influenced, you know, the heavy metal and death metal and black metal bands that are just basically playing the same style, just with a little bit more grit on their amplifiers. Maybe not as much grit with the right hand. I don't even know if that's possible. But I think he's one person. You know, any time an artist dies, you get people from their genre saying, oh, he was such an inspiration, such a legend, et cetera, et cetera, and that's all well and good. But rarely do you see someone that spans the genres in the sense that he had blues musicians come out saying how legendary he was, rock musicians, jazz musicians, classical musicians even, just for the emotions he was able to evoke. And so, you know, for me as a music teacher as well, Dick Dale's music becomes part of my curriculum. Somebody wants to learn how to play heavy metal, we got to start at the beginning. We got to start with surf rock and Dick Dale. That right hand, it's all from him. So that being said, guys, we're going to miss Dick Dale, but the music lives on. Thank you. Thanks, and back to you.
Thank you very much, Nick, for that personal insight, and we appreciate you taking the time to share with us. Thank you. And we're moving right along with our next guest standing by. We have a couple by the name of Bobby and Sarah, who go by the name of Focus Your Audio for their group. And we're going to focus on one of their previous recordings right now, so you get a chance to listen to them, and then we're going to have them come in and talk with us. Here's Focus Your Auto. It's called Focus Your Audio, not your auto. It's, drive your auto, focus your audio. Sorry about that, guys. It's called Shades Away.
I come from me.
Focus your audio. That's called Shades Away. And here to talk with us now are Sarah and Bobby, who make up Focus Your Audio. Hello, folks.
Hello.
Welcome aboard. How you guys doing?
You're doing very well. Thank you.
We're great. Thanks for having us. And,
oh, our pleasure. Sarah, I think you have a little bit better connection than Bobby. So, Bobby, if you can... I don't know, talk a little louder or something so everybody can hear you. You guys
here,
have been busy. That's a little better. It's a little better. We got you. We'll just have to listen a little harder for you. But you guys have been working on a bunch of new music, haven't you?
We have been, yeah.
We haven't. We've been really busy lately. It's been a really interesting year for us because we actually are fairly new, only started
right.
writing music together probably for the last maybe year and a half. And we actually started as like a side project because, of course, Bobby had a different band and it was a little bit more rocky. And so then all the kind of
exactly.
softer music... Yeah, we kind of just started to couple up with and start to write. And so we started playing live last summer, and things have just, there's been a momentum with it that's been really lovely. So we're kind of in an opportunity now where we've been writing a lot more and just kind of releasing. This is our second single, and it's been going really great.
Well, I know we had you on here last year right after you guys got together and got started, and we're looking forward to having you come back and tell us about your progress and all that had transpired since then. Are you doing anything as far as looking to go on the road and support the music?
We are, and I don't know if maybe my connection's better, but Bobby, just pipe in whenever there's a moment. I know he's in his car, so on his cell phone. But yeah, actually, we have a tour that's booked that's coming up next week. We've been working hard the last couple months just kind of bringing everything together. So actually, March 25th is the day that Broken, the single that we are going to be releasing, will be out on all digital platforms. And we will be in Calgary at the Ironwood Monday night, the 25th, and then we will be in Edmonton on the 26th, on the Tuesday, travel day on the Wednesday. Thursday, we will be in Kelowna at Fernando's Pub, and then Friday, we'll be in Sun Peaks Resort at Morrissey's Public House, and we're ending our tour back in Vancouver at home at the Railway Club. So we're super excited to be able, this is our first kind of mini tour, so we're pretty excited.
Do you guys have any plans on coming down to the States, going to the desert Southwest or into the southeastern United States?
Well, yeah, we would love to at some point for sure. You know, it's kind of just getting the logistics together as as a Canadian band coming down to the U.S. is there's a few hoops to jump through. So once we get those stuff in line, and we'd love to come down to the U.S. and do a mini tour.
Well, it would be great to have you down here. You know, both between David and I, we can name off several venues that deal almost exclusively with indie artists that would be great platforms for your music. The one thing that I want to say about Shades Away is, I don't know if you heard any of the conversation earlier before bringing you in, I have a real hair up my butt about auto-tune, and I want to thank you for not using it. I hate that
stuff.
You're
very welcome.
I really don't like auto-tune.
Yeah, we get into that conversation every now and then.
From time to time,
we just,
of course.
We just previewed a record by a young lady from Australia, and she's got a new single out, and she uses some auto-tune in there, not a lot. We discussed all the possibilities right up to and including the possibility of doing an entire song, nothing but auto-tune, no straight voice
right.
at all. And John posited that that might already have been done by, who was it you mentioned?
The Black Eyed Peas. Yeah, I think they did that. I think, but what you and I ought to do is an entire 1 hour show in auto-tune.
Oh,
you know, I thought about doing that, except I'm afraid we'd have a hit, and then we'd have to go out on the road.
There is that, yeah. These old bones
don't
want to do
that anymore.
You'd
have too much demand.
I know. Can you imagine the YouTube hits alone?
Oh, wow.
So you touched on something that I was going to mention, and I love when our guests do that because it saves me the trouble of bringing it up, but it also guarantees that I won't forget. But you mentioned the fact that you guys have only been together a year. And Bobby, I think you mentioned that this is a bit of a change, or one of you did, that this is a bit of a change from what you, Bobby, were doing before. You were a little bit more rock oriented. This music has a little bit more of a personal feel to it. Obviously, it's mellower, but it has a little bit more of a personal, intimate feeling to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, me and Sarah are so connected. When we sit down and write, we're very, we're in sync, right? When you have a full band and you're writing with, four or five other people, sometimes what happens is you might be connecting, or the song might be connecting to maybe one or two other people. And then when everyone else kind of puts the input in and chimes in and all that kind of stuff, sometimes there can be a disconnect with the song, or just maybe the feeling of disconnect. But when me and Sarah, because it's just me and her and we're so connected, when we sit down and write, I mean, it just comes from a place that, you can hear it in the music, that it's just completely different. It's super personal, and
there's an ease to it. It's not one of those writing partnerships where it's forced at all. We typically find that it's just something that comes really easily and super naturally. And I guess for myself, because Bobby will typically put together something on the guitar and come up with some ideas, and then he'll show it to me, and then I'll usually listen to it for a little bit, and then, because I always wrote, even as a kid, I was a big writer, and so I just start to write, just how the music's kind of moving me, and then that's usually how it all kind of, it just really kind of effortlessly most of the time comes together that way. So, yeah, it's a pretty easy partnership when it comes to that way, and I hope that it does translate a little bit that way as well, because that's definitely how it is when we're writing things. So,
well, you just jumped into something that I was going to ask you, Shades of David's statement a second ago. I wanted to know who else was involved in creating and producing and participating in your music. And the impression that I'm getting from the statement that was just made, that it is just the two of you.
It is the two of us. I mean, we had some studio musicians play on our recent track, but the writing and everything else, it's just the two of us, yeah. And when we're going on this tour, it's just going to be the two of us as well.
So when you're knocking around in the studio trying to come up with something or trying to perfect a concept that you've come up with, before you bring the studio musicians in, it's just the two of you bouncing ideas off of each other, or do you also take input from some of the other musicians that may be around at the moment as far as their input is concerned? Do you do that?
Absolutely. Like we typically, we have it completely nailed down, the structure and everything that we want to do with the producer. So we'll go in, we'll do with Shades, we just went in and we did it. But this one, as you can tell, I'm sure, and the audience will be able to tell later when you guys play it, Broken is a very much more together song, and that's because we sat down with a producer, we went through pre-production with it, and then when we went into the studio, it was very much like,
okay, this is what the structure of the song is. But then our, you know, our producer was like, you know, to the studio musicians, what, you know, whatever you guys are feeling as well, let's put it in.
Well, it was a little bit more like, how will we try this? Or right. How about we try that? Or do you think, and then we were like, ah, okay, let's try it that way. Let's try it this way. And just, so it was a different, more collaborative feeling, which would be a first for me and Bobby, because Shades Away was very much just, we wrote the song, we went in, we recorded it with very little producing added to that song. And with Broken, we went in and did some pre-production with Beat Lab Studios and did a little bit of that finesse before. And then when we went in, added other instruments, because of course that was always the thought, do we add extra instruments? Because when we go out and we play, we're only two people, two acoustic guitars or one acoustic guitar for any given song. Do we record something that sounds different than how we would be playing it live? And so that's been the banter back and forth, is do we take this to the next level by adding extra instruments for recording, or do we keep it really raw and real? So we're trying to find this delicate balance in between so that it doesn't sound too different than what we do when we're out and about playing. So
I can understand that. Now, one question I did have, and you kind of touched on it, a lot of this is where you two are of one mind, and you will work on your own angles on the particular thought of what you're putting together song-wise. But you guys are together a lot. How does spontaneity figure into it?
It's very spontaneous, because, you know, me and Sarah, we live together, and, you know, it's one of those things where she'll be in another room and I'll just start riffing on the guitar, playing on the guitar, and
then I'll shout from another room, hey, I like that.
That's exactly what I meant, because obviously you guys are going to set time aside where you're going to sit down and studiously work on a project, but by the same token, I figured there had to be times when, you know, one of you might be, you know, watching TV or taking a shower or whatever, and one of you comes up with an idea, and all of a sudden you've got something that you might want to actually stop what you're doing and jump in and go with while the thought is out of your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much so. That happens a lot in our house, for sure.
It actually has to happen that way, because we actually have a really big blended family. So, you know, for us, we do have time where we can just concentrate, where we're just writing and really digging in and just working. But most of the time, we're usually multitasking. So, you know, somebody might be making dinner and the other person sitting on the couch playing the guitar and saying, hey, do more of this or do less of that or repeat that. What was that? And then we just, like, later on, we're like, we'll usually use voice memos, which I'm sure everybody who does a little bit of music is so in tune with.
Oh, absolutely.
Get the voice memo out and just record it, because it's like, I'm going to come back to that.
Do you find yourself keeping a recorder or your phone or something on the nightstand when you go to bed at night and wake up once in a while with an idea you just have to write down?
And even at work or just any time during the day, you know, something will pop in the head and I'll just pull out my voice memo and I'll just hum what I'm listening or what I'm hearing or if there's a lyric or something that comes to my mind, I'll just say it or the melody or whatever. I'll just do it in voice memo and then I'll come back to it when I get home or have a guitar in my hand or whatever.
I'll add to that, which is actually a big part of my routine, and this is going to sound crazy, is that I have quite a long drive to work. So I spend most of my time in the car with my voice memo on, just writing. Like, I'll just be like writing and I'll be saying lyrics and making melodies and I'll be voice recording it. So anybody who sees me driving, I'm just like full on moment of singing in the car. but I have a lot of time to waste.
I have seen that. Now, you touched on this this new single you've got, Broken, and I know there has to be a backstory to that. Tell us about it.
It's a song that's kind of, it's taken a couple of years to kind of be where it is now. And the idea started off with, you know, the song, you know, right away, as soon as I, you know, me and Sarah started working on it and kind of elaborating on what was already there. It's a super personal message that I think everyone can relate to, and it's just about everyone's got something in their life that they just want to be broken away from. Like they just feel like, you know, I need to be broken down so that this can be pulled away from me. And that's the premise behind the song, is just, when you hear the lyrics or read the lyrics in the leaflets or whatever, and it's like, you know, you just want to be broken and pulled away from,
right,
from what's digging into your insides, pretty much, right?
I got you. And we're going to listen to the lyrics in just a moment. Sarah, Bobby, want to thank you so much for coming back and sharing your new music with us, as well as your story, and letting us get to know you a little better than we have in the past. And we look forward to the next time.
Thanks so much, David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah and Bobby, they call themselves Focus Your Audio. This is their latest. It's called Broken. Audio, and you'll find them out all the usual places, and Broken will be released. This show will air the first time on the 23rd up in Rochester, 24th online on my webcast, so it'll be next Monday it'll be out. So those of you looking for it, if it's after the 25th, it'll already be out there for you. You can check them out online. Focus Your Audio. You heard them right here on the David Bowers Awards. We've got another comeback group that we've had on before, and they're going to join us next as we talk with the Buzzhounds. And I love this. I love this song and the title of this song. It reminds me of reminds me of when I was back in high school and I was dating. The song is called "I Think Your Daddy Wants to Kill Me."
Ooh, she's as sweet as cherry pie, and she knows just how to thrill me. But I think her daddy wants to kill me. Ooh, she gets me so damn high, and she knows just how to thrill me. But I think her daddy wants to kill me. She took me home to meet her old man. To win him over was my master plan. Set me down, said, "Look here, son, let me take you downstairs and show you my gun." Ooh, she's sweet as cherry pie, and she knows just how to thrill me. But I think her daddy wants to kill me. Ooh, she gets me so damn high, and she knows just how to thrill me. But I think her daddy wants to kill me. So I took her out cruising around. Stops and we headed downtown. Looked in the mirror and what did I see? A crazy old man was following me. Ooh, she's sweet as cherry pie, and she knows just how to thrill me. But I think her daddy wants to kill me. Ooh, she gets me so damn high, and she knows just how to thrill me. But I think her daddy wants to kill me. She gets a getting at looking around, and I think she knows I'm the guy. I wanna make her feel good tonight, but I know there's something right. She knows just how to thrill me. But I think her daddy wants to kill me.
We're going to bring the man in here right now, Jeff Manga from the Buzzhounds, and I've got a question for you. Jeff, how you doing?
What's going on, David? How are you?
Hey, you're going on, man. We're doing fine. I love that song. I just got to ask you one thing. Is there any personal
sure.
history, personal experience involved in that?
Yeah, I was motivated to write that song when I was dating my wife, actually. Her old man took me out one day, and kind of the first time him and I had some alone time, and you know, he's trying to kind of feeling me out, and we went out to the middle of the country out in Illinois, and he's you know, a big gun guy. He's got more guns than you know, the Mexican army. But we went out to the middle of the field, and we're going shooting, and I realized, you know, we were going a good hour away from civilization, and we got a bunch of guns in the back. And the thought crossed my mind that, you know, I might not be coming back. So I'm like, wow, you know. So it was an interesting dynamic. Needless to say, we had a great time. But it was a bonding experience. And I got the idea for the song that day and kind of pieced it together and it you know, kind of rolled out from there.
Now, is her father, what's her father think of the song?
You know, I don't even know if he's heard it yet. She says that he likes it, but she might be shining me on. I'll have to kind of, you know, present it to him and get his thoughts on it. I think he'll probably get a kick out of it. He's kind of a fun-loving guy.
You know, I would love to be.
To kill me, you know.
I would love to be a fly on the wall to see how you're going to say to your wife, "I just thought you were shining me on." That's a conversation I want to see in here.
Yeah, maybe we'll have her on next time.
Yeah,
there you go. I want to be there for the conversation when he broaches the subject to her dad. By the way, this song I just wrote here. That's good. I love it. I knew there had to be a story there. Just had to be. So yeah. Tell us, Jeff. Yeah. Aside from ducking your father-in-law, what have you been doing since the last time you were on the show?
Well, we've recorded a couple more tunes. We're lining up some shows for this summer. We're doing a really cool show on the 25th of April with Hillbilly Casino, which is a group out of Nashville that's kind of creating a ruckus throughout the country and the alt country and rockabilly front. So we're playing a show with them. I'm excited about that. And we made a couple of videos. We made a video for Cold Beer Whiskey, which I think we spun the last time you and I spoke. And you know, I've been tinkering with guitars and stuff, old school guitars from Gretsch and such. That's kind of a passion of mine. And looking forward to summer, playing some cool shows. We're going to do a couple of car shows this summer that I'm looking forward to in Illinois. One at the Brower House, which is a big classic car show. A bunch of cars from the 50s, 60s, 70s come out, and there's a big concert. So that's going to be fun. And that's about it. You know, just trying to keep continue to play music. Yep.
I'm going to steal a question from my co-host, John Bon Jovial, and ask you got any plans of branching out around the country, like maybe South Florida or Arizona?
Yeah, I would love to do that. We've had some offers to do that, and it, for us, you know, it's got to be the right situation because, you know, these days it takes a lot to go out on tour and make it
sure.
Worthwhile. And just kind of do it for to make ends meet. But I would love to do a tour of Southern California, and actually I would love to do a tour from like San Diego all the way up the coast. You know, that's been a goal of mine for a number of years.
That would be
so
awesome.
You know, so that's we've got an agent that specializes in stuff out of the state, and you know, she's always itching to get us out there, but with schedules and families and all that stuff, it's been a little bit difficult, and we've had some one-off show offers, which are a little bit more attractive, logistic-wise. It's definitely a goal of ours to kind of put a tour together and to kind of do that. Chicago is it is. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Nice thing about Chicago.
I was going to say, Chicago being such a big market, it's nice we can float around. And play different shows and do mini tours in the city proper and out in the suburbs and do little hops to like Detroit, Indianapolis, or stuff like that. So that's kind of
one-offs. One-offs are nice and they can be convenient, but the downside is it's tough to pay for. You can't do a one-nighter in L.A. and then next month do a one-nighter in the other coast. It gets a little bit financially disadvantageous. It's a tougher road to go there. John Bon Jovial, you got something you want to add?
Jeff, I'm listening to I Think Your Daddy Wants to Kill Me, other than the obvious, you know, what a great title for a song. I like to listen to the more technical aspects of any music that we play, and in listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, whoever is hitting on that bass is just working their butts off, and I want to compliment you on that, because whoever is hitting on that thing, you got yourself a great bass player.
Yeah, that's Bob the Beast Miller. He's a great guy, and he's a great bass player. He plays in a number of different bands around town, including the Buzzhounds. He's in a Van Halen cover band called Diver Down. which is really big in the area. And he's also in a 90s cover band called Tequila Mockingbird.
Love it.
Yeah, you just got that one, eh, David? Tequila, isn't that a great name?
Yeah. You do have a way with names.
Tequila Mockingbird, that's great. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. I think we were just talking about, we might do we might want to do, John and I, a song using nothing but auto-tune. And I was thinking, John, maybe if we do that, we should have Jeff name the tune for us.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at naming tunes. If you guys need, and I'm cheap.
Oh, well, hey, you just got the job.
Perfect.
So what are you doing as far as new music? You working on some more?
Yeah, we've got three tunes in the can, and then we're going to take a little bit of a break. We had some material that was left over from Christmas that I put a Christmas tune together called It's Christmas Again, Kill Me Now. I don't know if you guys had a chance to listen to that.
Yeah.
I know that you were a little under the weather on the holiday. There were two tunes that we had written for the Christmas record that, obviously Time Gets Away From You, and that were left over that we are now writing lyrics for just a regular Buzzhound tune. And then I think we'll take a little bit of a break in the studio. We have a queue of about five tunes now in the hopper that haven't been released. And these days, it's all Spotify and YouTube and all this, you guys probably know, so we just put them out one at a time now. So,
right. A lot of artists have found that's the way to go now. They'll just do the one tune at a time thing, and then later on down the line they may put them all into a compendium, make a CD out of their last eight releases or something. So yeah, I understand that is. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Oh, please, no, it's all good.
Okay, well, I'll just jump into the silence here. That's always what happens. You wind up, you step on each other once or twice, then everybody sits there and waits for the other person to jump in. And John, that's what I've got you here for.
Stop sign.
Yeah, there you go. And then we got that thing going around. I just saw on it's a viral dance going around, a triangle dance where three people get together and they jump up and down and take turns jumping between the other two. It's really kind of strange, actually.
Isn't that called a menage? No, that's something else. Never mind.
No, that's something totally different.
That's French.
That's French, yeah. But yeah, I was thinking that's what we're doing here. We have a verbal triangle dance on this show, because we usually have one other person, a guest, and the two of us, so we wind up jumping back and forth with each other. But so you, while we're talking, we mentioned tours. Were you looking at ever for going down on the East Coast, or maybe down to the sunny Florida land?
We haven't got. We were talking about doing the California thing. The East Coast would be good to do. It would have to be in the right time of year. We're open to doing. It's kind of funny. We were going to do Bike Fest, and that kind of fell through. We were going to go down to Daytona and do that. Our contacts down there was going to hook us up on that, but that kind of fell through. I think Florida would be great to do in the wintertime. To get out of Dodge. I mean, anywhere except Illinois in the Midwest would be great in the winter.
I hear
down
you.
South, obviously.
And you've had a rough one this year. If you make that West Coast swing, you might also look into maybe hitting the Phoenix area. You've got, here in Tempe, where I am, is ASU, which Tempe is just a hotbed of music and night spots. And there's some good ones up in Phoenix, too. There's a couple of biker places here. There's a biker venue in Phoenix. I can't remember the name of right now, but they specialize in indie bands. And listening to you guys and the style of music you put down, you'd definitely make some noise in that place.
Cool. Well, yeah, that sounds exciting. I'd like to check that
out. Have your out of town booking person there look into it, because Tempe, Phoenix is a good strong music market. There's a lot of good venues here, and you know, you might hit them on the way in or the way out of Southern California. But anyway, John Bon Jovial, you're sitting there awfully pensive. You got something you'd like to toss in?
Just to add, as far as the venue thing is concerned. Here in South Florida, where I am, I'm actually in Naples. Just up the road about 20 miles is Fort Myers. And Fort Myers is very, very quickly becoming known for its indie venues. A lot of good music coming out of Southwest Florida now. And so if you do make it to the East Coast, this is definitely something that you're going to want your agent to take a look at, is this area here.
And that would mean John would get to come and see you. So,
John would be there in a heartbeat.
Be able to catch you. Well, Jeff, I'm going to have to wrap this up because. Go ahead.
I was going to say my wife is actually from Naples.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
She knows the area pretty well. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys would be right, or at least she'd be right at home down there. We're going to have to wrap this up because we are running out of time, according to the old clock on the wall there. And I want to thank you so much for coming back, sharing with us. And when you get your new music coming out, give us a shout. Come back, and we'll chat some more, play some more of your music, and maybe listen to some unique backstories.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Best to you and all the guys there. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Manga of the group called the Buzzhounds. And here's that great one he mentioned in our conversation, thing called Cold Beer and Whiskey.
Time. We got a pocket full of money, that's a damn good sign.
Oh, yeah, there you go. We want to thank you for coming by and sharing this hour with us, along with our guests, the Focus Your Audio and the Buzzhounds. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, listeners. John Bon Jovial, take us home.
Yes, sir. Folks, you've done it again. You have spent another hour being entertained by us, the David Bowers and the legendary John Bon Jovial, on the David Bowers Awards, which just happens to be broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and, of course, from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona. We are available for free on Blog Talk Radio, also on YouTube, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, Amazon Alexa devices, as well as SoundCloud, MixCloud, and anywhere else that you get your favorite podcast download. Be sure to click the follow link on our Blog Talk page and follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ-FM 106.3, Rochester Free Radio, and of course Blog Talk Radio, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 7 p.m. Universal Time Coordinate for more great indie music and talk with the artists that make it happen. So until next week, for the David Bowers, Nick the Geek, I am yours truly, the legendary John Bon Jovial, saying we'll see you right here next week on the David Bowers Awards.